This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news a federal judge has blocked a planned merger between health insurance companies Anthem and Cigna. The judge is worried this hurts competition and says the advertised cost savings for the deal are, quote, questionable and not verifiable. This follows another blocked lawsuit between Humana and Aetna after the Department of Justice sued to block that one. A wave of insurers have launched plans to merge over the last few years on the grounds that the Obamacare system increases their costs. Some have threatened to pull out of the federal exchanges, and of course the new Congress and president want to get rid of those anyway, although the timetable for that is currently in dispute. Tomorrow morning, a new protest over a pipeline is set to gather, not in North Dakota, but this time in Pennsylvania. This pipe would carry natural gas, not crude oil. Marketplace's Scott Tong looks at the significance of that distinction.
The $3 billion pipeline would take natural gas from Pennsylvania to the southeast. The project by the Williams Company just got its main federal approval. Still, opponents tomorrow will start up a nonviolent protest camp along the Pennsylvania route. Organizer Melinda Clatterbuck says allies may come from all directions.
All we have left is to put our bodies between the land destructors and the land itself. It's really scary to think that this is getting so big so fast.
Similar protests have turned up at other pipeline sites after the high-profile standoff at the Dakota Access oil pipeline. But natural gas pipelines are legally different. Their approvals come with eminent domain rights, says business professor Tom Tseng at the University of Tulsa. By law, their product is one of human necessity.
There are millions and millions of people who would be in support of these projects if you put in front of them, you know, hey, guess what? If we don't do this, the cost of your natural gas is going to skyrocket.
He fears the brewing battles could turn violent. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.